Sif-Hei. Mutal Dito, Shtari Kedushin, Shtari Psikto. This is allowed to write a star of Arison. Shtari Psikto was what we call Tanoyan. That they would make a commitment between the two parties for the marriage, and if they back out of the marriage, they have a certain amount of kenosis, etc. That's called shtari psikto. Gittin, a get, v'shevar ma receipts for payments. Daitiki is a will. Okay, matonis. Is so the daitiki is when a person is already in a state of a shtimiran, he writes a daitiki. Matanas would be shtar matana general, but would usually be referred to a person who's giving away items of his property beforehand. Pruzbul is a pruzbul, yeah, a document which allows a person not to have the shvita to be mishamet. Igros shum. Literally, it means a letter. It means an evaluation of a property. The igros mozen, or a document of a commitment to support a wife and children. Okay, so we'll see what that means. Bezim would take a piece of property and they would sell it out. They would write up documentation on the maisa. Okay. Now the Ramah kicks in over here and goes back and explains a few of them what they are. So Pirish Shtari Psikto, Shalom Poisik Losis Levinoya Levita Kachmakad. The person commits to give some type of dowry to his son or to his daughter. Pirish Daitiki is Shar Tavo at will. And the word Daitiki means. It's a contraction from the phrase do tehe lemekam beliyos. This should be the result. Right? This should be a commitment that he's making. This is the way it's going to be.
Okay.
Pirish pruzbul, pruz buli ubuti. So the Mor says the word pruz really is a contraction from the phrase pruz buli ubuti. So pruz is a lashon of takana, of something which is correcting or taken care of, and buli ubuti are bul is the rich person, and buti is the poor person. And we're doing a takana which will take care of the rich person and the poor person. How is that? The malva will not lose his money, and the poor person will be able to get loans because the malva is willing to give a loan knowing he won't lose his money. Remember, takana hamalva, so ya'abed b'moyna, but takana loyva, she'im se'mishi avenu. So it's a takana for the malva and for the loyva. So that's a prusbul.
Who would write a prusbul? It's given before Rosh Hashanah, right? So what are you talking about? The previous Pesach Olam Moed, you're going to write it?
Yeah.
Why? If you want to write a prusbul the previous like a half year before?
Whatever you want.
Yeah, but okay.
See, you're thinking of a prusbul in context of, you know, a general prusbul. A person can write a prusbul on a specific loan. So the time of the loan, he writes a prusbul. He doesn't have to wait till
last minute.
We do. That's in this way. We make one prusbul, and that prusbul covers all of our loans.
Do the last minute.
Right. You don't want to wait too early because then some loans won't be covered. Pirus igro shum. What is that? Shashamu bezdin nitzay loiva unasodam lamalva. Bezdin the loiva owed money, and bezdin did an evaluation of the value of a field and committed that money to the malva. Vigras mozen shemachru bezin as a karka the mozen isha babonis who customized the bezin also. That bezin sold off some of the husband's property or the father's property to support the wife and the daughters. They wrote up the documentation of their action. That's called igras mozen. Inami. Another pshat in Igros Mosin is Misha Kibbel Lozin has been Bas Ishtoi. So a person got married and he made a commitment to support his wife's daughter from previous marriage, which that's not included in his regular Kiyuvim. And he committed himself to that. He would have to pay for that in a separate commitment. So that was Igros Mosin. Story chalitza. A woman gets a chalitza. They write up a documentation that she received chalitza. If a woman was mamayin, now miun is chazar masakin. Certain marriages which are charged rabbanon. So the case being a case where a young girl father is not alive, and Chazal felt that they needed a husband to take care of her, to protect her, leaving her fatherless was not necessarily a safe thing. So the mother and or the brothers had the power to marry her off, the conditions are abundant, to an individual. She has the power of miyun. She can claim she's not interested. She declares she's being mimayin, she's refusing, and she walks out. So the shtar miyum is that you write up that she did so. Mishtari birurin upiske dinim. So birurin is what someone which is referred to in the vernacular is called a zapla. Ze buriloi echod. So Mishnah says that there's different ways you can go to Bezdin. One way you can go to Bezdin, as opposed to you have a established sitting Bezdin, is both members of the Bezdin are able to choose an individual to be part of the Bezdin. And so both members of the case, each one chooses an individual. So Reuven says, I would like Rabbi so and so to be on the Bezdin. And Shimon says, I would like Rabbi such and such to be in the best. Then those two, Dayanim, Rabbi so and so, Rabbi such and such, find a third rabbi to join them. Right? Rabbi whatchamacallit. And now the three of them sit as a best together. So they're committing to choose, they choose the different members of the best. The two Bali Din choose a member for the best. Says called Star Beruin. They're choosing, they're being Mavar, or they're choosing a person. So they would commit that this person, they're accepting him as part of the Bezdin, and they write a star on that. That's one shot in Star Beruin. Well, Piski did him. If Bezdin gave a psak, they would write up the psak then. Much of the Tuxum of the Mayan, person could write a. Write up a ksuba, but it hasn't written up beforehand. It can be written up during the moyed. V'yesh oyster. Some said that you can't. Okay. And we'll see what that's about. Vigorous shela sholem. Shalom shaleth. A letter. A simple letter of greeting. So you're allowed to write. So it's a Maisa Hedgetz, and it's considered it's Tzarech Moyed, greeting the other person. The passion of the case is that you're sending it in such a way that the person can receive it on Chol HaMoed. A person wants to write a letter about a business, mentioning a business deal, even though it's a Dabar Shena Ovid, you're allowed to write it. The other reason why the Yesh Oysu Shalom. Some say Shalom is not considered a valid Sarah Chamoyet. And Mishabur points out, and obviously in the case of Prakmatia, unless it's a Dabra Obeid, it's not going to be permitted. No. Right. And this minig, to be machmer, and Shila Sholem is even with Arksav, which is not a Maisa Umin. It's Tzav, which is called Tziva Meshita, which was also in the Maisa Umin, also going to be Osir. However, the Mishnah Berurah will bring that the Minhag is to be Mekel. Right? Correct. Okay, a lot of Shulchan Aruch there.
Shalom. That's just you writing a letter or something.
Letter of greeting. Long time to speak. How you doing? Mutal Yitzhak. So Mutal Yitzhak. You're allowed to write all of these items. Now, why are you allowed to write all of these items during Chol HaMoed? So the Mishnah Berurah. The Tanya Kolseb. The reason is he's going to present two explanations. Yesh Armin Mishum. Some explain the Choldaber Hamizdam and Toter. Things which happen, all these things happen regularly. Avishu B'chol Pam Upam Hudaber Prati. Even though each individual case, it's a private in the private issue. They're considered tzarchei rabbim because in order for the society to function, we need to address, the society has to have a vehicle to address the needs of the individuals. So that's called tzarchei rabbim, not tzarchei yachid. V'afshir, furthermore, the mikri tzarcha moyin holbut shadavas that tzrichim alohem b'moyin. Some of these things could have a benefit for moyin, and therefore they're considered tzarcha moyin. V'yeshar, remember, there's another explanation why it's mutter. Mishum to have a davar ha'oved. What's a davar ha'oved? Hen yamusa ho'edim o yechol adin seyam o yamusa loisin o yabestim. We're afraid that the individuals who would be able to write this document, something will happen to them. Either they're going to die or leave. So in that situation, that concern is davar ha'oved allows you to drop the documents. So the application of, let's say, the first one as opposed to the second one, or maybe we'll say the second one also. See, we're gonna. The person wants to go to the. He says he wants to the final a close and a loan. So the parties are committed. He wants to close and a loan to the Chol HaMoed. So if it's a head of davar ha'oved, right, you could argue possibly your maybe the lender will die. But in case it's a bank, something of that sort, with the kashash of the lender, you know, the davar ha'oved aspect, that maybe. It's hard to say that we're worried about that possibility. Right? He'll lose his clear, you know, the acceptance, probably not either. But the head of Tzarchei Rabbim, if these are, they were saying, even though his individual loan is not a Tzarchei Rabbim, then we said the Sura of that the karma should function normally, which included the karma that function normally, is this ability to take loans, etc. That's all part of Tzarchei Rabbim, then it'll be Mutzah Chol HaMoed. So, as you mentioned, Tzup Shotim would have, you know, that nafkamina. Psikta, what is Psikta? Who can make Sivas Tanoyim? Is my name. Psikta was what we call Tanoyim nowadays. Now, I clarify that. I'd say like this. That the tannoi, which we do nowadays for the most part, is not what we're talking about. We're talking about a real tannoi. At the time of the engagement, the two parties would get together what's nowadays called the vort, used to call it tannoi. In Bachsidish circles, it's still called a tannoi. About a real yeshivish, a litvish circle, is also called a tannoi. They actually make a shtar tannoi. Both parties commit to get married by a certain date. They commit to pay certain costs for the wedding. They might even commit to pay certain value of support for the children after the marriage, and they make a kinyan on it and they commit to that. So that's the tanoim which he's referring to. That's what Shari Pesach is. What we do nowadays is besides the fact that it's a chance to give three more kibbutzim, two edim, and someone to read it,
photo op,
and it's a photo op also. But the real reason why we do it is there's a Gemara Kedushin. The Gemara Kedushin says that a person's mekadosh a woman below shiduchi gets malchus. A person would go walk over to a woman on the street and say, "You're right, but that's because it's actually should work." She says yes. He says yes. Chazal says it's like a priestess to do that, like it's nias. They gave malchus for it. They said you need to have a formal act of shaduchim beforehand. So some poskim say that which we do with the shaduchim, etc., until you do a formal act of commitment to the marriage. What the Gemara meant was a formal act of commitment to the marriage, which really is what the tanoim is. So we come to the chasa, we have never made this formal act of commitment to the marriage. So we make a tanoim, which is a formal act of commitment to the marriage, and then we get married. So we're fulfilling the halacha of being mekadosh b'shaduchi, a bona fide act of commitment to the marriage before the chasa. That's why we make a tanoim. That's all it is.
So why couldn't we just put that earlier in time? Why does it need?
We could have done earlier in time. The reason why we don't make a tanoim nowadays is because we're afraid that if somebody backs out,
right,
you know, tanoim are pretty, we're considered very serious documents. We can make them, just do the document without making any financial commitments. We could have done that, but we'd rather wait till now we know for sure it's going to go through. So not committing to something which you might not be able to follow through. Chances of the person backing out from the time of the tanoim until the chuppah are probably minimal. In our system, whereas opposed to you did it 3 months beforehand, you might have a real problem. That's why we do that. Daitiki matonas, daitiki tzavol shkimira. A person who's a shkimira means a person is already on his deathbed. So the law is that divrei shkimira, just by saying it, it becomes. Just by saying it, without any kinyan, it becomes transferred. Whereas a matanas who matnas bori, the person's still healthy and he's writing up the giving away certain properties, etc., for his will, that's called matanas. Shloyab and Rumoinoi, Aida Shemitah, the purpose of Prisma was the person shouldn't lose the loan through Shemitah coming and nullifying the loan. Umeunin. So what is Meunin? Hainu Shikre Shtari Meunin, the Shtir, the Shtar of Meun. Will the Katana Yusei Mashisi Ua Achel Aima Ladato? It's a young girl, doesn't have a father, was married off by her brothers or her mother. She's able to leave with a refusal. You know, I changed my mind, I don't want it. Because it was their Shtar Meun, we write a Shtar Meun to verify that. Sherbi Ruin, what's Ruin? Shekarsin Zeb Burr Loy Ploini, the Dayan Zeb Ploini. So they write up Zeb Burr. So that's where that's the name of the parak in Sanhedrin, Zeb Burr Loy Echod, Zeb Burr Loy Echod. So that's called Sherbi Ruin. Alternatively, Ruin was someone who's clarifying, oh, Shtare Ta'anto. It was a Shtar which they would record. It was a document, not a shtar, but a document in which they would record the people's claims. Okay. Now, Misha Barach, the moment Acher, the person ran away with other people's money. Butcholitzo will love Xeris Hadayana. We can write up the statement of the dayanim, the whatever they're going to, how they're going to deal with it. But harshah and ashtar harshah. Harshah was if the person himself not able to go to collect, he wants to give permission. He wants to marsha somebody to collect the loan in this place. So it's a proxy. So the act of appointing a proxy to collect the loan is called a shtar harshah. So if the loan owner of the loan can't go himself, he writes a shtar ashrua in his place. But if you're confident the guy's going to come back, so you'll take care of it when he comes back, so then there's no davar ovid involved in that, and that's awesome. That's very simple. What the decision of the dayanim. Okay. And he says, "Umot lichtoiv ksuba b'moyit." So when you're writing ksuba b'moyit, marish anosa erev haregel. The case has to be that they got married erev yom. So ein noisim noshim b'moyit. You can't do nesuin b'chol moyit. Erishin is motiv and nesuin is awesome. So the key of ksuba kicks in at the time of the nesuin. So what role are you writing a ksuba b'moyin if the nesuin? So the case has to be they got married erev yom, so they didn't write a ksuba yet. Now Frank Rashi, Frank the Mishmur Kasha. Va'af also the siyachad im ishtoi b'lik ksuba. Okay, the law is that there's a gzera of Rameyer. Rameyer says that a woman has to be confident in the relationship with the husband that he can't just have relations with her and then throw her out. So the ksuba creates that confidence that it's not just him playing around with a woman, it's a real commitment over here. So she feels that confidence in the relationship. So she needs a ksuba. So Mary Holder was the Chazal Asher, Isha, so the Bala, but ksuba is also. And then once it's also have Bia, it's also have Yichud, because you're afraid to come to have Bia with her. So how in the world, what have they been doing for the last 2 days if they're not a ksuba yet? So one answer is they didn't attack it where Mizyah, because it's not Mistabra, that was the case. Right. The case of Erev Yom Tov was a time. It was a pressure time. So the Shalishim of Lisiachet Al Eidei Kinyan. Master Shlomo says. So what's the problem? She wants to be able to collect. So how do you look? So what the ksuba is done is that two eidim witness the act of the husband committing to the wife. Does a kinyan sooner, which he's mechayev himself to pay to the wife. Then they document it in the document. So as long as you have the Edom around, if she needs to, she can pull the Edom to the Bezin to prove that there was a ksuba. So in this situation, so the Master of the Shekel, the case of Shas Tzak, we don't rely on the Edom normally because maybe the Edom will leave, maybe the Edom will die, etc. So that's also undermining the woman's confidence level. She doesn't feel as confident with the Edom as she does with the document because she has total control of the document. Shas Tzak, you rely on the Edom king. So that's one way to... There are other ways of doing it. If the woman has property in her possession from the husband, which is equal to the value of the ksuba, so she's mutzim b'siyachin because if she needs to collect, she has the item already. Now, the shir, when we say that she has to have in her possession shir ksuba, we don't mean the tosefes ksuba, we mean the ikur ksuba. Because the armor's not going to ikur ksuba. So whatever the value of the 200 zoos of the ikur ksuba is, if he gives her an item which has that equivalent value of that, it was not... The two which we give nowadays is Messiah Skukim Kesef. It's a ksuba of 200 zoos, to 7 ksuba up to 100 Skukim Kesef. And then a chiyuv of what's called, would be called Nixay Tzoyin Barzel, or the dunya of another 100 Skukim Kesef. He assumed that she's bringing to the marriage items up to that value. And he's committed different. He divorces her to replace the value of those items. That's much more. The Messiah is cooking kesef, which he writes in the ksuba, is much more than 200 zoos that a woman gets to make her ksuba. So you calculate what the Messiah zoos is, we can give the woman an item of that value, and then you're allowed to be Messiachin. So we have a situation where there was something wrong with the ksuba that was written improperly, something wrong with the edus, something of that sort. we need to rewrite the ksuvas. Until that point, so the husband takes his, let's say, gold watch, gives it to the wife. Chances are the gold watch is worth more than, you know, assignment. 200 zoos of kesef is not a tremendous amount of money nowadays. And she has in her possession from the husband an item of that value. That's other eitzim we'll do.
What do you mean by so there's something wrong with the eitzim? What about that? Like, how will the condition?
So we have a condition where they, I was at a chasna where, you know, it's one of these chasna where you have these significant moral / ethical dilemmas when you see the Masada condition. Not the Masada condition.
What?
I was not the Masada condition by his chasna. I saw the Masada condition was doing some things which I felt were not proper in the different things that he has to do. I don't think the suit was written properly. So, do I say something? Do I not say something? Or is the person going to listen to me? Or is not going to listen to me? If I say something, I didn't bring an extra ksuba. The ksuba she wrote was no good. That's it. So we're going to have to put the whole class on hold to run to some swarm store somewhere in the Grand New York area, find a ksuba, come back, and wait 2 hours. So what do you do? You know, it's not he got this other person's condition. So what do you do? So I thought the ksuba was written wrong. Couldn't prove it. Later on that night, I get a call from the chassid. He looked at the item of the tzuba and thinks they're related to each other. I said, really? And it turned out they were talking related to each other, a relation which is made the possible for Hades. One of them was related to the cow in a way which make her possible for Hades. Says, okay, you need a nuksuba. Well, we're not going to do a nuksuba at 11 o'clock at night. I was already back on my way back to Sovastra.
So the suba or Eirei Kedushin?
What?
The Eirei Kedushin or this?
The Eirei Ksuba. So the chasa was fine. The suba wasn't bad. We can't be with his wife without a suba. So I told him, listen, give your wife right now. You have a gold watch? He says, gold chasa watch? Yeah, give your wife a gold chasa watch. So now you can say it again. Tomorrow, get yourself over to a Rav and get yourself a super. So that's what I mean by where there's a problem with Aiders.
I thought they carry with them. I've been a couple of chasnas where they have a print.
They have backups.
When I'm a Masada Kedushin, I always carry a few extra.
Who's carrying it?
Of course.
Spelled something wrong.
I wasn't a Masada Kedushin.
Didn't carry an extra.
I didn't carry an extra. I wasn't a Masada Kedushin.
You were in, but Masada Kedushin.
He did, wasn't. So.
You didn't think of it. Wow. How many times have you seen that they have to redo?
I was very happy that there was a problem with the ages. I felt that it was wrong anyway. So I told the chassid, I said, by the way, I want to tell you that Siyata Shmaya, this happened because I felt that it was wrong. He said, oh, okay. Okay, she ought to write a ksuba, right? Of course. Mitam davar ovid. So why are you all writing ksuba moyed? You know, whatever system we're using till this point, continue to use till after the yomtiv. What's the hector of sivus ksuba? So Mishabur says it's hector davar ovid. What's the davar ovid? Shema Yivoyerli, they ear about Skama Sinoyahim. So in the Ksuva, where they would actually write in the Ksuva various different levels of commitment, etc. So getting it done on paper where it's no longer arguable is a very smart idea. The longer you wait, the more problems you might have. That's the Robin. Vim came. Medina said, "Shekaisim kolos kaksu was b'shavet." That's good for their. You know, they used to write in the ksuba. The Mar says that the ksuba, the process of writing the ksuba, could take a tremendous amount of time. The Mar says they started writing ksuba that, you know, they end up missing the night and having beer together. Kamar says no ksuba without any arguments. Every ksuba had arguments in it. Because what they would do, because they would write commitments in it. But they also would, they would take the item that the woman brought into the marriage, and they make an estimation. So she brought in a car. So we'll deal with the car. Any item brought into marriage is going to go into under the relationship of the husband vis-a-vis the item is under one or two categories. He spoke about this once, right? He spoke about the word Malug, Mulgan, Maligus, and taking out the feathers. The process of taking out the feathers and the, plucking the feathers from the birds and yomtiv. So we use the word maligah. So I spent the word maligah. It's from the same idea. So all property which brought into marriage is going to be processed under one of two categories. One category is it remains the woman's, but the Baal has rights to use it to get the benefit of the produce, the payrus. So this is maluk. The word maluk means the word to pluck. It's to pluck feathers. So you pluck the produce. This is maluk at the end of the marriage. If there's a divorce, she takes the item as is. It was hers the whole time. Whatever happens, it went up and down in value, used, etc. That's her problem. There's another type of arrangement, or some call this a certain barzel, that X amount of items they would bring into the marriage, we call the nadin. Basically, the Baal got full rights to use it. Got full rights over it. And what he would do is he would estimate the value when it was brought into the marriage. And if he was divorced, he would have to replace that value. So if the item went down in value, that's his headache. If he used it up, he consumed whatever it is, that's his headache. Because, so it's called barzel, it's like iron, it's very strong, it's guaranteed to the woman. It's called soy barzel because they used to be the common practice that sheep would be dealt with in that type of relationship. So soy would be brought into relations between partners, a certain that type of relationship. So it's called certain barzel. So this is certain barzel with anything brought into the marriage, which would have to be an estimation at the time of the marriage, how much it's worth, that he can then make a commitment to replenish it at the end of the marriage if they get divorced. So they sit there and they have an argument. I think this car is worth 5,000. No, this car is worth 6,000. No, it's worth 25,000. Yeah, but okay, I think, you know, any item which they brought in, it's a barzel, they'd be a fight about it. There also was a certain Derech Eretz, so, you know, the husband would overestimate the cover of the marriage. Right? And so, you know, you get it down to, you know, the value of this car was $5,470.22. You know, come on. You're getting married to a woman, you know. Call it 6,000. So Moshe and Silva said they would overestimate a certain amount. And then when we come to replenish, we would take that into consideration. There was a standard percentage of overestimating. So all this had to be worked out at the time of the Ksuba. So that was a double of it. We got to get all this down. We worked all this out. Let's get this down on paper. Or any commitments that he said that he will, that there's something called Tosefos Ksuba. And he's committing based on the many times corresponding to the Nada, which we do nowadays. We estimate the woman's, we make a standard estimation that the property woman's bringing into marriage is worth 100 skukim kesef. Shemushadar, Shemushadir, all those different things, all the things that she's bringing in to use in the house, they're accepted as this is a barzel, also called a nada, which the value we're assuming is 100 skukim kesef. That's the standard which we do in our then there's a tosefos ksuba. He says he commits him, he divorces her to pay her besides the ksuba, besides the nada. Equal niggas and barzel, but besides that, what's called tosefos ksuba, he's committed to paying something on his own. Another 100 skukim kesef. Sach hakol, mesayim skukim kesef. That's what we do, that's standard for us. But they didn't do it like that. He came in to say, no, shakarzen called ksuba's bishav. Somebody told me by some smarty kilos, they still do. They don't do the full item by item, but they make an estimation of value. So you'll hear the ksuba, it says he estimates the full value of everything that was brought in is is $500,000 or $1 million. That you'll hear, they'll say those type of discos. I heard about $1 million. What's that about? You know, those are middle ksuba. It's $1 million. You know, that's what they wrote in the estimation of the value she brought to the marriage was $1 million. I don't know if it's true or not, but that's what they wrote. But over here, but we do it standard. So also the kuliyam. So the whole answer is number one, because you're afraid you're going to forget the details of the arrangements, the evaluation that they made, or the commitments that they made. If it's standard, there's something to forget. So it's not number one, so you can't write a kuliyam. If the Baal adds on more on his own, so sure, because then that's something which we have to know the exact amount that he added. Now, again, our ksuba, even that has become standardized. Something from the book of the Rav Mishabur that wasn't necessarily standardized. The Tosefos ksuba the time of Mishabur was not standardized. That could be written down. My Prima Gadam, the Ksav Mashit, Yesh Lahokal, Apazoneno. Prima Gadam says that our Ksav, which is a Ksav Hedit, so having it committed to paper is still a benefit, so that's also called a Tzarech that will be Mutter. Possibly, they'll go into the Heter of the first Heter, it's called Tzarech Rav.
Never be okay.
Well,
So some say you can write a ksuba, some say be a shayzu. Time of the Havik Kishtarchoiv. We're going to see in Sif Vav that we don't write Kishtarchoiv on the Moyet. Okay. Because the Shabur will explain, because we'll push the loan off after Yom Tov. Case where he wrote, gave the loan already, and he hasn't been documented yet. So he wants to make sure it's documented. He shouldn't lose it. That's Taka the Rabbi. Right? But over here, so it's interesting to apply the Din of Shtarchoiv over here, because over here the case was that the key was there already.
So what are they documenting? They just want to not forget it.
We're over here.
Yeah.
They didn't write it down yet.
Right.
Whatever the ksuba was. So the oisim say it's like a shtarchoiv, right? Which you don't do in
Cholom. Oh, I see.
Well, look at the day we showed that's much. But they opened it in the same way in the Lahok Kiyim Ksav Mashit. Being a shel shon, so a person is writing a letter of hello, a tam. They shein on a mizur b'oy b'ksiba soy b'tikun on k'maisa had yizu. Writing a letter is called Maisa Hedit. And Maisa Hedit is Mutav Tzarech HaMoyed. Mikiv Tzarech HaMoyed Tzas Masha Shal B'Shlem Chavera. That which you greet somebody is considered a form of a Tzarech HaMoyed to some extent. Dim Loikade also after my sahed, you can lay up a simon tofka for malu. Even my sahed, it's only with the tzarech hamoyed. So you have to argue that this is the tzarech hamoyed. Okay. So, our Hashulchan raises the question: the logic behind this should only be true then if it arrives by its destination on Chol HaMoed. So I sit down the first day of Chol HaMoed, I write out a letter to my friend and I mail it, and before Yom Tov it arrives to his house, so he gets some greeting from me, it feels good, Tzarech HaMoed says, really necessary, but why is it answer the Yom Tov? Fine. I'm mailing a letter and I know the letter's not going to get until after Yom Tov. The card's not Tzarech HaMoed. Maybe you'll argue. I feel good that I sent them out the letter, so that's also called Tzarech HaMoed. That's pushing it, he says. So he would be inclined to chard should be also. Maybe you can argue all the reasons why it's Mutter, but he'd be inclined to chard that this argument of Tzarech Avoid is difficult to let it stand. He was not going to arrive there. Or the bar pragmat shein avuda. I want to write to you about a business deal which is not avuda. Pragmat is merchandise. Shein avuda lamanal. Kol shkinim yochel agiel loy hefset k'shto yitu. If it's going to cause a if he doesn't write the letter, there's going to be a loss of money. The money mutter, that's the rabbit. Now, because of mutter, the machar malitza, I feel the blood shini. All these are mutter the rabbit, not any shini, because these are considered tzarech avoid, etc. All these are only mutter, it wasn't kibim malat in the boy.
Rama says like
this. They assume Siva in general is Maisa Oman. So Maisa Oman, Tzarech Rabim is Mutter. But Tzarech Avoid alone, not Tzarech Rabim is not Mutter. So therefore, the case of Sheila Sholem is also. The case of a Pragmatia, Sheila Buddha is also also. B'sheila Sholem. So they're going to ask B'sheila Sholem. Lama Gimel. Kol Shkein Lingin Pragmata. And obviously, in the case of Pragmata, they're going to ask Pragmata, which is not a Buddha. The Rebbe Ross says, since the reason why the Oshim hold is also is because it's my Sehumim. The H is being Mishan. Logo Lahachmir the Shanois. Right, so he has the word Lashanos. Filo b'ksav mashita shalono. Or filo b'ksav shalono shi b'ksav mashita. So what the Mishnah Berurah is adding is that we're not knowing the machmer not to write, we're knowing the machmer to be mashan. Ketzer lomer, vashini hu, shekhozim alach, shekhol ashuris. That you write the letter on a slant instead of writing in the normal straight lines, they're at an angle, so it doesn't look funny on the paper. After the word receives I, the call of Osir Lita of Osir Philip Bashiri. That writing Bashiri doesn't help to amount to someone who's no hand to write at all. Kamakim came in the Medina, Mutter Lita, Igaris, Sholom Bashiri, which caused the rabbi Zeus. We're assuming the Iger Pesach is that Iger Shalom is really Mutter. But we're Machmer to be Mishana. So for that, such a Shini is good enough. In the case you have a problem, the Etzem for Ksiva, so then doing the Shini would not help. Yeah. Nonetheless, so we are ksav shiksav mashita. Zot the Mishnah Berurah. Kamar Chayim Kosu the Medina said a logo the Hakam ksav mashita. We are making. Chem ksav shalom the Eino Maisum. It would be the ksav mashita was the writing of the letter. Writing of Lashon HaKodesh in the letters which use are not Ksav HaShuris or Ksav Shalom or a regular alphabet. Is what's relying on Machmer Yachman. If he wants to be Machmer, he shouldn't force it on other people. So what we do is the minimum we do is we make a minimal shinui. Minimal shinui being the first line instead of slant. Vine very low. To write up some which is davar aved, that's going to be mutter to write in even my sumer.
Not that I just think it's
well, they ask for sure, but
so, the, so there's a few interesting things over here. Let's see what's happening. Maybe let's go through this very long. But there's a few interesting points here in the Moshe Deer show, which are practical about writing nowadays. Writing on a computer, taking digital pictures, a lot of stuff like that. There's all that over here. Tell me the Beer Lachos. So what's this Ksav Meshita? So it's not called Maisa Uman. What does that mean? So Ksav Meshita was the non Ksav Meshita's way to write Hebrew. I'm a Shibu. Hinei, after the Shabbos, Kaimalon, the Kaisa, called Ksav Loshin Shaluma. Kaluma sky, writing in any alphabet in any language is sky for Kaiser. My Greek Sam Ivris mehen. So why writing in this type of Hebrew alphabet, which is not Sam Ashuris, is worse than writing in Greek? Sark Lermer, the Alpha P. Okay, Kalamoid Loy also came Ksav Shumaisa Uman. Ksav Levad, Ksav Ashur is Mikri Maisa Head. Said of Rabbi Gabi Shabbos, it's Kaiv, it's called a Ksav. It's not a Maisa Uman. We're focusing on the fact that it's not a Maisa Uman. Scribe is writing it, whatever alphabet he's using, even Ksav Meshita, it still looks nice. Each city would have the governor would have a scribe to write his documents in a nice Ksav. There wasn't Ksav Ashuris, but it came up looking nice. You can't write in a nice script no matter what language you're writing in. All these have a din of a valid alphabet. She said, basically, so it comes out that the ksiva, where any ksiva which is written done in a way which looks presentable, possibly is bordering on some level of ksiva which is. And my saying for sure is possibly my saying. You should be doing it on Cholamoid. So unless you have a good reason but you have to write, it's better to limit your writing. So we'll see. If the person has a choice to writing a check on Cholamoid or writing a check, or is he using a credit card? Might better use a credit card. You don't have to sign. Or taking a credit and paying for it afterwards, not writing a check. You don't have to write. You shouldn't write.